It is Tuesday, March 19th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle.
Ahead on Ozarks, gubernatorial candidate Bill Halter sits down for a conversation, pondering the hows and whys of a sinkhole in Benton County. And the band Water Liars play a pair of songs inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio.
Plus, a Medicaid plan may not cost as much as some state officials originally thought. A ride on the new Spirit of Mercy helicopter and a coalition in Fort Smith helps provide lunches for some who would otherwise go without during spring break.
First, Republicans are reacting with skepticism to a proposal by Democratic gubernatorial candidate Bill Halter. Yesterday, we aired comments from Halter, who would like to expand a scholarship program and allow all students who graduate high school with a 2.5 grade point average to attend a public college tuition-free. State Republican Party Chairman Doyle Webb says he doesn't think that's feasible.
Mr. Halter is not seeing a government program that he doesn't like, whether it's free education or free health care. Certainly, it's altruistic to want to provide these things, but you have to pay for them at the end of the day.
Halter said it could be paid for without raising taxes by combining the lottery scholarship, federal grant aid, additional private scholarships, and charitable support. Meanwhile, Republican candidate Curtis Coleman today is scheduled to announce what he would do as governor to enhance services for veterans.
Officials with the Arkansas Department of Workforce Services report a slight increase in the state's unemployment rate. Department spokeswoman Kimberly Friedman says unemployment in Arkansas was up by 0.1 percentage point from 7.1% in December to 7.2% in January.
We did see a decrease in the total labor force and specifically a decrease in the number of employed Arkansans, and that did contribute largely to Arkansas's rate increasing just slightly in January. The rate increase was not unexpected, and it does mirror the trend seen at the national levels.
Stats from the agency shows the state's civilian labor force decreased by 3,300 in January. Friedman says Arkansas's current unemployment rate is lower than it was in January 2012, when the state's rate was 7.4%.
Two state lawmakers want to promote the aviation industry in Arkansas. Senator Jeremy Hutchinson and Representative Joel Jett yesterday announced the formation of the Arkansas Aerospace and Aviation Caucus at the Capitol. Hutchinson, a Republican from Little Rock, says it's an important industry for the state.
It produced in just 2012 alone more than $1.8 billion in U.S. exports, which is the largest export that came out of Arkansas. There are 9,000 jobs in Arkansas due exclusively to the aerospace industry. And what purpose of this caucus is to, A, to help educate other legislators, because until recently it's been a rather quiet, nondescript industry that's benefited a lot but hasn't ever asked for a lot.
He says the caucus is laying the groundwork for future education and economic development efforts aimed at the aviation industry. There's no plan to unveil the efforts during the current legislative session.
A political group helping to oust Mark Pryor from office says it thinks its six-figure spending spree is working. The advertisement campaign is financed by the Club for Growth and links the two-time Democratic senator to the president's federal health plan passed by Congress. The group says since the ads began airing on Arkansas TV stations, support for Senator Pryor has slipped in their polls. Senator Pryor officially launched his re-election campaign in Little Rock this past weekend.
The Arkansas Razorback women's basketball team will compete in the WNIT tournament. The bracket was announced last night, and the Razorbacks will host Memphis Thursday night at Bud Walton Arena. Arkansas Little Rock also received a bid, but fans wishing for an in-state rivalry game in the tournament would have to wait. The two Arkansas teams could not meet until the finals, meaning both teams will have to win five games each before that potential matchup.
Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s in the Arkansas River Valley and upper 20s for northwest Arkansas. Tomorrow is expected to be sunny with highs near 50 for northwest Arkansas and reaching into the upper 50s in the Arkansas River Valley. And for tomorrow night, increasing cloudiness with lows from 28 to 36 degrees.